This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you live by the ocean or by a river that's close enough to the ocean, you're probably already thinking about this. But sea level rise, because the planet is getting hotter, is making that coastal living more dangerous. And if people want to keep living on the water, some communities are just going to have to elevate. Literally, just elevate everything. By one estimate, something like 3 or 4 million buildings in river and coastal towns in this economy are at risk. And in Louisiana, it gets even worse. A combination of sea level rise and sinking ground level is threatening towns on the shore of Lake Pontchartrain, which can flood when storms push water into it from the Gulf of Mexico. From our climate podcast, How We Survive, Marketplace's Amy Scott visited one community that is racing to adapt.
Hop on the narrow Lake Pontchartrain Bridge in New Orleans, drive 35 miles north across the lake, and you'll get to the historic resort town of Mandeville. Right on the shore, just yards from the water, sits a stately white house with an American flag in the front yard. The style is typical Louisiana Creole, with a deep front porch and big black storm shutters. Only what used to be the ground floor is now 15 steps up.
Well, y'all come on in and sit down. Can we offer you some ice water?
Leonard and Becky Rohrbaugh own this house. It was built in 1843. It's been in Leonard's family since the early 1900s, and it's survived a lot of storms.
Well, Katrina was the worst.
In 2005, when this house was just 3 feet off the ground, Hurricane Katrina sent waves from the lake rushing under the house, inches from going inside.
The streets just look like pickup sticks, telephone poles, trees, power wires everywhere. It took us 45 minutes climbing up and over and under trees to get to the house to discover that it was still here.
But the foundation was badly damaged. Then 7 years later, Hurricane Isaac roared through, bringing the lake once again nearly into their house and eating away at the foundation.
We said, okay, we got to go up.
So up they went. In 2016, they hired a contractor to dig tunnels under the house, lift it with hydraulic jacks, and build a new, higher foundation underneath.
And we'd go to a few blocks away to the house where we were renting to stay while this was going on. And every night I would just pray that my house didn't topple over.
The whole process took about 3 months and $250,000, which they covered with some small grants and a low-interest disaster loan. Becky had just retired as a banker. Leonard used to work in the oil industry. They used the space underneath the house for storage. It's covered with a decorative lattice. From the outside, it looks like a totally normal and attractive house. And when Ida hit last year and devastated the region, they fared okay.
Lake Pontchartrain just flows under our house and out the backyard. And then when this wind's done, it all goes back down into Lake Pontchartrain. Gravity takes over. And that makes it a lot easier to clean up.
Mandeville is a charming town, full of historic buildings and the world's oldest continuously operating jazz hall. But in the past few decades, it's faced regular flooding from rising seas and more intense storms.
We've had 17 floods in 17 years since Katrina.
Roderick Scott is a longtime Mandeville resident and board chairman of the Flood Mitigation Industry Association. He says in the years since Katrina, more than 85% of buildings in the lake surge zone have been elevated.
Mandeville is the laboratory, and we literally are lifting two or three right now. Every month, a couple of them go up.
At first, as with any lab, he says there were mistakes. We walk by what must have been a cute wooden house now perched way up on these oversized brick columns with cars parked underneath. It's kind of like you're seeing into someone's garage.
We've got some ugly ones that came up first, and we realized right away we didn't want to do that again.
Since then, the town has adopted architectural guidelines. Mandeville is a pretty wealthy town, and a lot of homeowners have paid for their own elevations. FEMA grants and a federal loan program starting next year will help others. But with at least a couple feet of sea level rise expected by the end of the century, Scott says moving up only buys so much time.
we feel the rate at which the sea level is rising, that we've got two more mortgage cycles at the shore before we have to move buildings back.
That's about 60 years. The good news, he says, is once you've lifted a house off the ground, it's easier to move it to a new location in the future. In Mandeville, Louisiana, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.